It's a partnership between the largest publicly traded company in South Dakota and an organization that supports adults with disabilities. Black Hills Corporation operates natural gas and electric utilities as Black Hills Energy in 8 states, serving 1.2 million customers. Black Hills Works serves nearly 650 individuals. We'll hear more about what they do in a moment, but a national organization called Source America has recognized the impact of the partnership by honoring Black Hills Corp with the Business Partnership Award. Brad Sathoff is president and CEO of Black Hills Works. He's in the SDPB studios in Rapid City at the Dahl Art Center now. Hi, Brad. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And joining us as well, Matt Bunkowski, who is served by Black Hills Works. Matt, welcome.
Thank you.
Brad, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about what Black Hills Works does.
Well, we're a nonprofit that supports adults with disabilities in basically all facets of their life. And we're operating our 59th year right now, helping to provide supports that people with disabilities need to live a life in the community as part of our community versus more segregated and institutional types of lives. We find that people with disabilities have a tremendous amount to offer a community, and our role is to help connect and work with partners out there to plug people in ways that are meaningful for everyone.
Where did the idea come from? How'd you get your start? 59 years ago, you weren't there.
But going all the way back then, it was started by a group of family members who wanted an option that was different than their sons and daughters having to go into institutions. And our organization actually got started in the basement of a home over on West Boulevard in the historic district in Rapid City. And from there, grew a little bit into a downtown location. And actually, one of the locations we're currently in, our organization's used for 40 years, actually about 45 years now. Right. So, it's just continually looking for better ways for people with disabilities to live a life and folks knowing that there can be something better out there and going for it.
And Brad, tell me how the partnership with Black Hills Corp started. How did that all evolve?
Well, that's a really cool story. One of the primary things we do is support people with disabilities to work. You know, one of the first questions that, people ask when they meet somebody is, what do you do for a living? And the value of being able to work is really, really important. And people with disabilities, it's equally as important as the general population at large. And we want to be able to help support people in a wide variety of jobs that meet them with where their interests are and where there are needs in our community for things to be done. And part of the work we do is a lot of work with Ellsworth Air Force Base. And, this story developed from us doing some work that employed people with disabilities and operating a switchboard contract for the Air Force, a really great type of work that worked for about 12 people with disabilities that were working out there at the time. And then as changes happen, that was shut down and it was moved to a West Coast location and done remotely, so the jobs were eliminated. And we started beating the streets looking for partners that would want to work to employ this component of people and similar people like that that were looking for jobs that were giving them fulfillment, giving them meaning. And it led to a conversation with Black Hills Corp about some of the needs that they might have that people with disabilities could fulfill for them. And just conversation after conversation, and the folks from Black Hills Corp came out and toured the switchboard center before it actually shut down, met some of the workers with disabilities out there. Huge credit to them in seeing the value and the potential and what they offered to, at the time, the Air Force for work that needed to be done, and finding a great way to plug them in doing work that they needed. So it was the birth of a new partnership there with Black Hills Corp that From every account I hear, every way we look at it, it's just had phenomenal wins for both the jobs and for people with disabilities that truly are fulfilling for the people that are doing them, and then meeting a critical business need of Black Hills Corp at the same time, as well as adding, you know, through the stories I've heard, great cultural aspects to the Black Hills Corp work environment out there. Some really connecting people with disabilities to general workforce at large, so that people with disabilities actually they're fully embedded into their workforce. So great story.
I want to bring Matt Bunkowski. Did I say that right, Matt?
Yes, you did.
All right. Tell me what you do for a living then.
I'm a system operator or system associate for Black Hills Corp. A lot of the stuff I can't go into what I do, but I monitor systems, and they've actually taken me in so much that I do some other stuff with the IT department also, just to help out getting some of their workload down.
And were you at Ellsworth before, or are you new to Black Hills Corp? Was this the first time you'd sort of done this kind of work?
Well, it's the first time I've done this kind of work, but I've done work similar to it before, and I wasn't out at Ellsworth. I came from another one of the divisions of Black Hills Works, where it's the Dakota Laser Tech, which we refilled laser toner cartridges.
Okay. So tell me what your relationship with Black Hills Works then is. Do you have meetings with people? Do they talk about what your skills and what you want to do for work are, and then find placement? Or how does that process work?
Well, I came from Pierre, and I first moved out here to Rapid. I worked in the as a client of the works. They helped me get my work in order so I could get a job out here, find housing, which I did. They helped me with my bill pay, but then also helped me get out of my shell a little more. So after that, I went off and did other things. Then I decided to come back to Black Hills Corp or Black Hills Works. And now I've just enjoyed it ever since.
Matt, tell me a little bit about coming out of your shell. Why did you have a shell?
I just was always just worried what people would think about me, and I didn't like to show myself. I wanted to show what pretty much I thought people wanted, but I've come to realize that it doesn't matter what people think of me. It's how I think of myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm just enjoying life now.
Brad, is that sort of a common story where you have clients that you serve, people that you work with who will say, it can be uncomfortable to go to a place where maybe people are going to look at you a little different?
Yes, it is. When you look at employment for people with disabilities, the vast majority of people with disabilities actually seek employment through support organizations, support agencies. It's a way to facilitate success between that person with a disability and the business community out there. Because oftentimes the business community, without even knowing it, might not know how to best support a person with a disability. But as soon as they, we can work with them. If a person needs some adaptations, usually they're not great. Those can be made, and we can help with introductions and just facilitating with job supports to make sure that people are successful. And the value of a job, there's so many things that can help a person in general, but a person with disability in particular, is embedded in the value of a job and to be able to contribute to a community. And it really leads to a snowball of success where people can have success in a job, in a work environment, make some natural connections, some friendships there that build confidence in people with disabilities. And at the same time after time, we hear stories of how other people in the workforce, how much value it brings to them. It brings empathy to them. People want to work for employers that do value diversity out there, and are inclusive and accepting and find the right ways to plug people in. So, it really is phenomenal work that is done, and our team does an amazing job of helping people growing through jobs.
Hmm. Now, I'm looking at some of the list of, various disabilities here: learning, developmental disabilities, visual and hearing impairments, brain injury, chronic mental illness, physical impairments, and others. Brad, every client must be very individual. Every job must be very individual. You're dealing with people one at a time and meeting them right where they're at.
That's absolutely right. When you take a look at the, over 600 people that we support, there are no two of those folks that are alike. The disabilities are very, very different, and wanting to do person-centered services, where we're really taking a look at the person and their family, people that know them best in a lot of cases, and finding out either through verbal conversations or through just indicators in how they act and what they show interest in, to find out what really excites them, what gives them meaning in their life, and helping them plug in. And it's very, very different. That's, it's a lot why we started looking and seeking and forming this partnership with Black Hills Corp, because there's a good component of folks that where some of the jobs in, custodial services or food service or something like that wasn't going to be necessarily fulfilling for them. It is for a lot of people, but not for all people. And to be able to have options for people out there that give them meaning and opportunities for growth, and to, as Matt's experienced, to really come out of a shell and blossom amazingly, is really, really the importance of our work.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'm hoping you two can stick with us. We have to take a quick break. Matt, Brad, is that all right? We just have a couple minutes to break and come back and talk more.
Absolutely.
That sounds all good.
Right. Stay in the moment. SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're talking about Black Hills Works. Now we've got guests in our studio at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. A national organization called Source America recognized the impact of a partnership between Black Hills Corp with Black Works, and they were awarded the Business Partnership Award. Black Hills Works serves nearly 650 individuals with various disabilities and impairments, serving them and helping them find homes in the workplace that make sense for all and enrich the workplace of where they end up. So we've got Brad Sathoff, he's president and CEO of Black Hills Works, with us, and we also have Matt Bunkowski, and he is working for Black Hills Corp. And Matt, let's start with you and tell me, what do you love about your job? What do you like about going to work?
I love working with the people that I work with, and I love just the diversity of the job itself. I could do the same thing every day at any other business, but this one I get to change it up every day.
What do you like about the company that you're working for, and sort of the work you do, and how it might have an impact on, South Dakotans and the energy needs of the state?
Well, that one's a little more difficult. Like I said, there's some of the stuff I can't talk about. So
sure, yeah, sorry. I want to know all about what you do. Tell me all the details. How have you sort of been embraced or not by your coworkers there? Was there a transition period where people had to sort of get used to them? They had to get used to you.
Well, that's with any job. You always have to get used to the new environment, right. Get used to the people, but. For me, that's just a short time for me because, like I said, I've come out a lot more. With everything I've been doing lately, it's even more. So I've just become like one of the group.
Yeah. Brad, I'm wondering if you can help me expand this into a larger community context. We've talked about, sort of the fulfillment of having meaningful work for the individuals from Black Hills Work. We've talked about how folks from Black Hills Corp will benefit from having a more diverse workplace and sort of expanding their idea of, who they work with and who they encounter on a daily basis. How about the community at large? What sort of difference do you think Black Hills Works is making in the community of Rapid City and South Dakota beyond?
Well, I feel very proud that we make a difference in our community by helping plug in, when you look at over 600 people with disabilities, into our community in meaningful roles. And, you know, for us to be a community-based support organization, we need the support of businesses, civic organizations, other nonprofits in the community to work with and to be able to help us plug people in. And, you know, when that can happen and that a diversity in a community can happen, there is no downside to it. There's benefits all the way around. Even though, you know, historically, people with disabilities have struggled and lived a more isolated life, you know, all the way to institutional lives or even just being segregated in certain neighborhoods or certain sheltered environments. That is less and less happening, and it's more and more being in the middle of the community and part of the community. And when that can happen, everyone has talents out there, including people with disabilities. And actually, you could make the argument that everybody walking the streets has a disability of some sort. But everybody has talents and values out there. And when people are supported and almost allowed to show what they have for values and talents and things that they contribute to the community. Like Matt, we were talking before off the air about how he's involved so much with the Masons and the Shriners Circus, that he brings talents to those organizations to be able to contribute positively in the work that they do. But it usually takes a little bit of facilitation there, but as soon as the business, the community entities open up their arms, it is almost always a positive experience.
What are the keys, Brad, to make the those early days, as Matt mentioned, you know, anytime you go into a new environment, start a new job, there's a learning curve. What are the keys of support that, you know, a company needs to provide, coworkers need to provide, and Black Hills Works continues to provide?
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, it's an open mind and being willing. Sometimes it's looking at things a little bit different. And when that happens, you know, it allows conversations to take place. So much can happen from conversations and just talking. And, you know, maybe a person might be struggling initially. Maybe a business might not know quite how to welcome workers with disabilities in. But having conversations, we've proven time and time again that we're able to work through any hurdles, any challenges that might exist to be able to find the positive experiences and how things might be able to work a little bit different, where people can lend their values, but not quickly saying no. You know, Matt had made a comment earlier and something I heard about that, you know, one of the values is of working with Black Hills Works and with Black Hills Corp is that there's supports, that people don't just, if something little goes wrong, just fire you automatically. That there's a willingness to look into, is there something that just needs a little support getting beyond, or does the person need a little bit of support? Does there need to be some sort of understanding in how people communicate? And usually those things are able to be overcome, but it requires that conversation and that open mind, and then magic happens.
Mm. Conversation, open mind, and magic. Good for all of us. Brad Sathoff is president and CEO of Black Hills Works. Thanks so much for being with us, Brad.
Thank you, Lori.
And Matt Bunkowski is an employee at Black Hills Corporation. Matt, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori.